At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here with managing editor Sam Stein. I think you were called Rob on The Bulwark Reddit this week. Someone had some complaints about you. They called you Ben or Rob, that managing editor that interrupts too much. And I was like,
oh, my
Ben,
God,
Ben
that
Parker?
Complaint again? Jeez.
Sorry, dude. Let us cook. Let us cook, managing editor. Here's the thing, guys. Speaking of cooking, I'm pretty sure the president's brain is cooked. This is the craziest press conference of the administration. I know that that's a competitive category.
I haven't thought about it.
This has to be
the
number one craziest press conference. I mean, like, there were more outrageous ones. Zelensky in the Oval Office, for example.
Yeah,
there have
yeah.
been more ridiculous ones. You know, the flagpoles and the Panera garden. But, like, the craziest, just pure crazy old man shouting at cloud. This is number one, I think, right? I mean,
it was vintage 2020. It really was. It was Trump at his like apex predator moment where he's just like pretending to be a doctor. Yeah. It was just like the worst, most irresponsible.
Apex Grandpa Simpson moment, maybe. Okay, here it is. So the press conference was set up like this. Fox had a blaring graphic autism announcement. Autism announcement.
It was pretty funny double entendre there, but yeah, go
when
ahead.
It came to autism, and the announcement. Well, there's a lot there. I guess I want to play the first clip where Trump. I guess we'll just set it up like this. Trump has fingered a culprit on the autism question. The big question of why have autism rates gone up in this country? The obvious answer to that is that we're just diagnosing autism more often than not. But even if you're under the premise that autism has gone up, Trump's trying to figure out why, and he's demonstrated who the culprit is. Let's watch.
Nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen. But with Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. And if you can't live, if your fever is so bad, you have to take one because there's no alternative to that. Sadly, first question, what can you take instead? It's actually, there's not an alternative to that. And as you know, other of the medicines are absolutely proven bad. I mean, they've been proven bad.
Yeah, so nothing bad can happen. It can only good happen if you don't take Tylenol. That's it. That's what the president has to say there. Tylenol is the culprit. Acetaminophen. Bad news if you're taking a lot of acetaminophen. If you're a woman, luckily neither of us have ever had to go through pregnancy. But if you're a woman who has or has plans to go through pregnancy, nothing else you can do, the president says. Sorry, bad news. No Tylenol for you. It'll give your kid autism. And if there's no alternative pain medication that is acceptable, you must suffer.
Did you find him convincing?
There?
Yeah.
And he didn't bring out a lot of science, I noticed, there in that clip. And we have some more clips to go through, but I didn't see like a lot of charts or some. I didn't see a lot of studies.
This is like the worst.
Blind tests, you know.
This is the worst of his like attributes coming together, where it's just like zero preparation, zero subject matter expertise, complete faith in just winging it and like speaking with conviction, being like, you know what? Tylenol, nothing good. Oh, wait. Yeah. Good. No bad. It's like, you couldn't even get good and bad right. It's so irresponsible and quite dangerous. In fact, I was talking with Cohn. He should be here, obviously, he's not for religious reasons.
Jonathan Cohn's bringing on some actual. We're gonna have some actual experts on tomorrow. This is Sam and I are more.
This is the palate cleanser.
We're reacting to the atmosphere.
This is the amuse bouche of the YouTube here. But I was thinking about. I was texting with Cohn about this, and Cohn was like driving. He had his kid. Slack me so that he could like talk to me about it. He's like, just really, this is like, this is the worst thing. This is horrible, way worse than I thought. And we talk about two cohorts here. One is the women who were just finished pregnancy and took Tylenol, who have to listen to this and who might not really be up to speed. Like a lot of people aren't up to speed on this stuff and who are like, holy shit, what did I just do to myself? Like, what did I just do to my child? I mean, that's legitimate psychological torture that the president inflicted. And I must say, it goes without saying, we should have said it though. None of what he said is actually supported by medical research. There are some studies out there floating out there, but if you dig into the research, it is not conclusive in the slightest. In fact, it may be completely coincidental and anecdotal. So that's one cohort that's really suffering.
I'm sorry. I have some pushback for you on that point, but do you want to talk about the suffering cohort and then we'll get
the
back
second
to-
cohort and then you could push back. Are the women who are now going to go through pregnancy in like real pain and decide, you know what, I guess I shouldn't take Tylenol. And they're just gonna suffer through it, and you know, like that doesn't have to happen.
Ivermectin might work. Ivermectin,
the horse tranquilizer. It feels like they do prescribe that for everything, but yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a doctor, nor would I suggest
that. Maybe
they can
do that. Yeah, it doesn't seem great for women.
Suboptimal.
I wouldn't say. There's another, I was laughing, I was watching social media. There was somebody I follow who, there's some other studies out there. I'm not a scientist, so I'm not trying to offer which of these suspect studies are less suspect or more, but there are some other studies on kind of the level of the Tylenol research on autism, which is like maybe the uptick in autism comes from elderly male semen. Like we have too many old dads now, and that is causing the uptick. Because back in the day, used to be a lot of young dads. Anyway, that's not science.
The semen just isn't cutting it out these days.
It's just noteworthy, though, that while there's spitballing different ideas out there, the old dad theory doesn't come up.
No, Trump would never throw that one out.
The mom needs to stop taking Tylenol. What comes up? All right. Well, anyway, the president does. We like to shoot straight here. The president does offer a counter to your point there, Sam, that there's no evidence that the Tylenol theory can be true. He said it's two different groups that provide evidence and support for his advocacy that women stop taking Tylenol during pregnancy. Let's hear about the first group.
There are parts of the world that don't take Tylenol.
Well, there you go.
And it is a rumor, and I don't know if it's so or not, that Cuba, they don't have Tylenol because they don't have the money for Tylenol. And they have virtually no autism, okay? Tell me about that one. And there are other parts of the world where they don't have Tylenol, where they don't have autism. That tells you a lot. And I want to say it right now. And you know the way I look at it? Don't take it. Don't take it.
Tell me about that one, Sam. I've heard this thing. I don't have any proof of it or any evidence. I've heard from somebody down at the bar that people in Cuba, they don't have autism, they don't have Tylenol. What more do you need? Well, do you have any? All right, Mr. Experts, Mr. Facts and Science, what do you got to say about that one?
It's like, I mean, just to go straight up, be like, I don't have any evidence of this, but I think Cuba doesn't have Tylenol, and therefore, what are we doing here? It's unbelievable. Also, just the irony of just being like, yeah, we should be like Cuba. this seems very, very like socialist of him, because obviously the big thing on the left is that Cuba's healthcare system is universal. And if that's what we're trying to emulate, God bless. But I don't think people are going to make that trade-off willingly. Mm. Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Soul. I still love a good night out, but I'm not always in the mood to drink. And luckily, I found a great alternative. Soul's out-of-office gummies. They give me that same light, happy buzz without the hangover, sugar, or awkward next morning. I've been taking these, and I love how much it helps me relax without following me around all day the next day. I'm a much better parent and a much better podcaster when I've had my CBD gummies. And now you can get that gentle buzz legally. I stress this in all italics and caps and bold, legally. Soul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. If you like their out-of-office gummies, you should try their new out-of-office beverage. It's a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing with friends. Their best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. With 5 different strengths, you can tailor the dose to fit your vibe, from a gentle 1.5 milligram microdose to their newest 15 milligram gummy for what we will call a more elevated experience. Even that's too much for Tim Miller, folks. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. 30% off. Can't beat that. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code BulwarkTakes. That's GetSoul.com, promo code BulwarkTakes for 30% off.
A quick Google here does show there are 9 autism schools in Cuba.
Probably just to study us, right? Because they don't have any cases.
There actually are some cases of autism in Cuba.
No, wait, come on.
Just a quick Google there. Okay. We'll look to Cohen for expertise on that. Okay, well, there's another group. Theo Vaughn was also looking into this group recently.
Yeah, I remember Theo.
Theo Vaughn had somebody from this cohort on his podcast and was asking him about whether their community had ADHD. And Donald Trump may or may not have seen that, but he has some similar questions. Let's watch.
And by the way, I think I can say that there are certain groups of people that don't take vaccines and don't take any pills that have no autism. Does that tell you something? That's currently. Is that a correct statement, by the way?
Who knows?
We're doing it live here. We're spitballing. Is that, do I got that right?
Yeah, virtually. Bobby? I heard none. See, Bobby wants to be very careful with what he says, and he should, but I'm not so careful with what I say.
No shit.
But you have certain groups. The Amish, as an example, they have essentially no autism.
It's great. You know what else they don't have? Auto deaths. Let's go with that one. Also, they do have autism.
Based on all available scientific evidence, Amish children do get autism. based on what we're seeing here on the internet, that is classic. It's like Bobby Kennedy is now like Mr. Careful in the administration. Like Trump is over there, and he's like Bobby over there is trying to. He's always crossing his T's and dotting his I's. I'm just shooting this shit. We're like live. We're at the White House. I'm the president. I'm just like throwing out different things. I heard about the Amish. What did you hear about the Amish? Have you heard anything about the science? What about the Quakers? Do the Quakers have autism? What's their rate?
Yeah, what's the deal? I just want to emphasize
Calvinists?
The quote is, I'm not so careful with what I say in a press conference about child autism rates. It's like so deeply reckless. This man, what is he doing
reckless.
To
us? Yeah, I would say reckless. Ludicrous. Dangerous, reckless.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, did you not get COVID flashbacks? I was starting to, the red lights were going off me at that point. I was like, this is the bleach, inject the bleach shit all over again.
Yeah, I do. I have gotten some flashbacks to that. And we're going to go ahead and skip ahead, producer Katie, because I think this is the most bleach-esque quote. Let's do clip number 5 from the press conference.
Break it up, because it's too much liquid. Too many different things are going into that baby at too big a number. The size of this thing, when you look
at
it.
That's what she said.
It's like 80 different vaccines and beyond vaccines.
Child.
And 80. Then you give that to a little kid. I mean,
Too much liquid.
Too much liquid. The size.
We just got to shine the light into the body instead. Okay? It's like a cleaning. Not as much liquid. More light, fewer amounts of liquid.
What do you think his like level of scientific knowledge is here? Is it like not even,
zero.
I'm not even going to pass. I'm not even going to try to look into this shit. I'm just going to like purely guttural, go up there and just talk how I feel.
Yeah, it feels like little baby, big needle. Bad. Don't like. I don't know, man. But I think that it's important to get into this, and I want to play the next clip, because this press conference, as is Bobby Kennedy's want, does not end up just being an effort to freak people out about acetaminophen and taking Tylenol while pregnant. It is also a full frontal assault on the vaccine schedule. He laid out the 80 vaccines.
Well, he just did that. Just to be clear, he just did that there because he wants to break up the MMR vaccine schedule.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention next. That's what I'm going to mention next. Yeah. So that was about the 80, all the vaccines, too much liquid. But then he specifically goes after the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine that he doesn't know what the R stands for. Let's go ahead and watch that one.
The MMR, I think, should be taken separately. This is based on what I feel, the mumps, measles, and all the three should be taken separately. And it seems to be that when you mix them, there could be a problem. So there's no downside in taking them separately. In fact, they think it's better. So let it be separate.
Who is they?
The chicken pox is already separate.
So he thinks they should be taken separate. He doesn't know what they all are. Couldn't come up with the name of rubella there. And, you know, he thinks it's too much liquid. And potentially, this is also, again, this is like kind of a side quest down off of the autism announcement. It was supposed to be about Tylenol, but he's like, we got to throw in some vaccine slander too. Who knows? Maybe it's the MMR. Maybe we got to separate it. It's just how he feels. He says very clearly, in case there's any doubts about whether this is science or not, this is just what the president feels.
I'm struggling because it's so dangerous. There's one point during this press conference, I don't think we have this clip, but someone read him the American College of Obstetricians statement where they're like, don't do this. Like, they said, Tylenol remains a safe, trusted option for pain relief during pregnancy. And he was just like, oh, that's the establishment. They're funded by a lot of different things. And it's just like, he's basically just telling people, you know, just, you know, go figure it out. Like, trust me, don't trust them, you know, and a lot of people are going to suffer for this shit. It's totally reckless. There's one guy, Craig Spencer, who's a doctor. I follow him on Twitter. He said, I'm just going to read it. I'm absolutely speechless. Like, wow, this is the worst health press conference I maybe have ever seen. And I watched everyone during COVID. How are we doing this again? I mean, people are going to suffer greatly for this. People, women are not going to take medication that they need to take, all because this guy has, you know, worm brains, not Bobby Kennedy, Trump, and he can't figure it out and he can't get out of his own way. I don't even understand the incentive for doing this. Like, what constituency is asking for this? I obviously the MAHA people, but Will Sommer notes, they don't want this. They want them to yank all the vaccines. They don't care about Tylenol. They don't care about Tylenol. They want the vaccines off the fucking shelf. So I don't get this. My mom, who's an obstetrician gynecologist, chimes in if we want to read Dr. Emily Fines.
I would like to hear from her.
Okay. This is straight from, you know, the source here. My thinking is that autism is probably a multifactorial entity that is, in fact, not at all one disease. So therefore, causality is also multifactorial. There can be a genetic component, and perhaps there can be an intrapartum component as well. We also think that there may be environmental factors as well. Much more research needs to be done before we make pregnant women feel guilty about taking Tylenol. I trust the American College of OBGYN's recommendation. There are multiple international collaborative studies that are ongoing and will come up with a variety of answers. As long as the government is taking away money for research and inhibiting scientists, we will not get real answers. Hell yeah, Emily Fine.
That's a great statement for your mother. Let's get her on.
No, you don't want that. You don't want that.
Instead of me. Are you sure?
Instead of me? No.
Instead of you, maybe. No, she probably wouldn't interrupt as much. Okay, two other items for you before we go. Again, this is a side thing, but it's just because Trump is just up there riffing about things that he feels. You know, I'm just going to read this one. He also starts talking about the Hep B vaccine. He points out that Hep B is sexually transmitted. There's no reason to give a baby that's almost just born Hep B. It's just worth bringing this one up because it shows not only are they not based on science, not only did he not get briefed or educated, but like he doesn't even know the basics. Like the whole point of the Hep B vaccine.
Why is he talking?
The whole point is to vaccinate the baby to prevent transmission from the mother. Like the reason you get that vaccine is what if case your mother has it and you're protecting from it so you're not born with this awful
Again,
disease.
Why is he talking? What is he bringing to the table? Why is he doing any of this? Like even, I know I don't want Bobby Kennedy to talk about this stuff either, but like at least Bobby Kennedy is the HHS secretary. Why is Trump talking?
Because he likes attention.
Yeah.
And because he's like a talk radio guy, a call in guy, and he thinks he's got something there. He's like,
first time,
he's like,
time.
Mike and the Mad Dog. It's Donald from Queens. He's like, I'm pretty sure it's the liquid.
Why are they giving the Hep B to the moms when the moms aren't done?
Final question. What even? I've been seeing a lot of this out there already.
Yeah.
So the Tylenol people, are they going to get to sue?
I don't know.
Is this like a Dominion situation? Is the is there a? This is where we're gonna get the legal. I mean, it feels like the Tylenol people should be able to sue. Unfortunately, he's the president. I would like for him to be able to sue the Trump family.
Immunity for this one.
Yeah, I'd like for them to be able to sue the Trump family rather than my tax dollars. But I mean, like the degree to which this random American company is just getting
it totally slandered
by the president of the United States for like no reason. You know, it's also remarkable. I mean, Tylenol's not like the greatest victim here compared to the mothers, but like it does merit mentioning since corporations are people, you know.
I think Tylenol's biggest mistake here was they didn't make $1 million donation to the Trump inaugural committee, and therefore they're fucked.
Yeah, give them a plane.
Yeah, they need to do the Qatari jet system. Yeah, totally unnecessary attack on this company. I do actually feel bad for Tylenol on this one.
Yeah, and the people that work there. You know, those are American jobs. All right.
We are so screwed. We are so screwed. Hold on. We have to do it. I have to ask again.
Okay.
Is Bobby Kennedy the worst of the cabinet officials? You resist. Come on. When will you just say
that? I resist. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking through the cabinet one more time before I weigh in.
It's so obviously. Yes.
I'm sorry, but I still... I still think I got to put him below Bondi and Cash at the Justice.
Cash is not cabinet, but Bondi.
I know, but Cash is kind of part of the Bondi. Yeah,
he's
an addendum.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it's close. He's definitely going up my big board. I'll say this. that is Sam Stein. Thank you also to his mother, Dr. Fine. That's a great name. Everybody else, subscribe to the feed. We'll see y'all soon.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.